Chapter 15. The Prisoner. Henry stepped back from Andy's cabin.
"The way it's all boarded up, it looks like he's left for good," he observed.
They trooped around the side of the cabin. In back, they saw the wheelbarrow leaning against the wall.
"What's that over there?"
Benny asked.
"It's a bale of hay with something on it," Violet observed.
A square white card was pinned to the bale. Painted on it were several circles, one inside the next.
"It's a target," Henry said. "The kind archers use to practice."
"Bow and arrow practice?"
Benny asked. Jesse knew what he was thinking.
"Just because Mr. Watts likes archery doesn't mean he's the one who put that arrow in the maple tree," she said.
"That's right," Henry agreed. "Someone could have taken the arrows from him."
"Maybe Andy and Hildy are in this together," Benny said. "Maybe that's why they're both missing."
Watch pricked up his ears. He stood listening, and then he loped off toward the cabin. The children followed him.
"He heard something," Jesse said.
Whining softly, Watch scratched at the door. Henry knocked loudly.
"Mr. Watts," he called. "Are you in there?"
When no one answered, Benny put his ear to the door.
"There's someone in there,"
he whispered.
"I can hear something."
The door opened a crack. Andy Watts peeked out.
"Oh, children," he said. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you." He yawned. I was napping."
"We're looking for Hildy," Henry told him. "Have you seen her?"
No, can't say that I have," he answered.
A muffled thump sounded from inside. Mr. Watts cleared his throat loudly and began coughing.
I can't talk to you right now," Andy said. "You run along, and I'll see you later."
He closed the door, but not before they heard someone yell,
"Help! Help! Help me!"
"That's Hildy's voice," Jesse said.
Henry knocked furiously.
"Mr. Watts! What's the matter? What's going on in there?"
Henry started away from the cabin.
"Come on," he said. "We'll get the ranger."
Just then they heard a car approaching.
"It's coming from over there."
Benny ran toward a thick stand of trees. He dashed through them, the others close at his heels. Beyond was a dirt road. The children waved frantically at the oncoming truck. It pulled up beside them and stopped. Doris hopped out.
"What's the matter?" she asked.
"Hildy,"
the children said at once.
"She's locked in Annie's cabin."
Doris leaped out of the truck. They all ran back the way they'd come. Doris pounded on the cabin door.
"Andy Watts, come out here this instant," she demanded, "or we're going to break this door down."
The door flew open.
All right,
Andy said. He came outside, trembling. Doris dashed into the cabin. The children waited at the door. Andy Watts paced back and forth.
Oh, my.
He kept mumbling to himself. Finally, Doris came out with Hildy at her side. Hildy looked furious.
"Now, Andy Watts, let's hear your explanation for all of this," Doris demanded.